In today's episode of Day by Day, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the story in 1 Samuel 3 started with there being a rare word from God, no frequent vision, and the dimming spiritual perception of Eli the priest and the people of God by extension. But as you read through the chapter, you see that Samuel is growing. The Lord is with him, and none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. In other words, they were authoritative and trustworthy because they were the Lord's words. The Lord appeared again in Shiloh through his word. Did you know that God is still calling men to speak his word? And God still speaks to his people through his called men. And as I read and study this text, I can't help but wonder if and pray for God to raise up men from my church, from your church, to call out young men from these churches to go and declare and preach his word in a very formal way. Is he calling you, young man? Is he giving you a stirring, a desire, a burden? I pray that he is, and I pray that you will answer the call with eagerness and humility. That you would say, right along with Samuel, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Today, as you pray, please pray for Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Kividunda LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.